Welcome back to the Rush Hour. Now, listen, before we start, and we're going to drill down with Lachie Neal, we've got a Lions competition with Furphy. Geez, I love Furphies. I mean, they're a great beer as well. I teamed up with the Brisbane Lions and Furphies, and you got a chance to win $5,000. Now, here's how it worked. Thanks to Furphy, a refreshing ale pouring at the Gabba this footy season. Winners are drawn for home games, so we're going to give tickets away every week. Now, if you are lucky enough to win that, you go into the draw, and at the last home game, you will be upgraded to a VIP function at the final home game and your chance to win $5,000 cash. So what you need to do, register your details now at triplem.com.au and you will potentially get tickets to go and see the West Coast taking on the Lions this Saturday. And if you're lucky enough, then you go into the draw and guess what? She'll be Christmas time there. Last home game. I'll be drawing it out on the field in the private box. You beauty. Anyway, we have a superstar. If you don't know much about AFL, Lachie Neal is one of the biggest names in the game. Here's a little highlight.
Tried the short one to Neal. Picked it up on the bounce, Neal. Crossed the body from 40. That is a ripping start.
Belatedly, Neal runs away and kicks a grubber. How clever was that?
Brings the ball to ground. Well done to Lachie Neal. 45 out. Open goal. Lachie, you beauty.
How good. Lachie Neal, thanks for being with us on the Rush Hour, mate.
Nah, glad to be here and looking forward to it.
Yeah, look, I'm super excited. I'm more excited because I think the Brisbane Lions and if I'm looking from the outside, I know you've come across from Frio, but there's not a dickhead in the mob. They're all good blokes.
They are, yeah. The group's fantastic. And obviously, being the other side of the country previous to this, I didn't know too many of the guys before I got here, but I don't have a bad word to say about any of them. They're all rippers, and on and off the field, they've got your best interest at heart, and they've helped me and my wife, Jules, settle in really well. So I can't speak highly enough of not only the players, but the coaches and the admin, everyone involved with the footy club. They've been fantastic.
Big shift, mate, coming from Frio. I know you're born in South Australia. You went there, obviously, you played your footy at Frio. To uproot, your wife, she's from there, but to uproot and just, it's literally the other side of the country. I know you get to travel, but for your wife, you're recently married, that must have been a difficult conversation.
Yeah, it was. It was a lengthy process, and Jules still has a hairdressing salon in Perth that she owns. So for her to leave that behind and move over here and start this journey together, as you said, the other side of the country, it was a big deal, and there was some lengthy conversations, and it was a tough decision, but really glad that I made it now, and Jules has settled in really well with the help of the footy club, all the girls.
That's an important thing, isn't it? Like the other players' wives and partners, that, like, you know, because you're literally all in the same bubble in that way all together. So it helps if they all get on.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've started up a netball team down at Cooperoo. So
how good.
I was going to go watch last night, but I was told they're not ready for spectators. So
they've
been getting wiped off the park, but they only lost by one last night. So improvement,
which
is good.
What's their name?
I don't know the team name.
We'll have to get them on at some stage. Listen, the Age today said the Brisbane Lions are potentially going to be in the top eight. We haven't seen the top eight since 2009. I mean, Dan Rich is the last bloke. He played in a semi-final. Everybody else, they've never seen a top eight. Like, I know, by you, at the Lions. So is it possible? I know you guys have had so much pressure, but literally, you're inside that side. You know what it takes to be a good football team. Is it possible?
Yeah, it's absolutely possible. In a year of footy, it's such a long year. We play 22 games, so a lot of things have got to go your way to get up there, and especially that top end. But in terms of the top eight, we've seen in the last few years teams that have basically come from nowhere, not only make the top eight, but win it. So you saw Richmond sort of come from nowhere.
Sure.
The Bulldogs in 2016 basically came from nowhere. No one gave West Coast a chance. They were tipped for bottom four last year. So it can be done, and we're really optimistic that we're going to make some big inroads this year, whether that's finals or not, as long as we improve and do get better. But as you said, it's been a big drought for the footy club to play finals, and I'm sure the fans and the members are just as restless as the players are. And that's something that I've noticed as well. The players are desperate to get into the finals and start competing at a high level. So, yeah, anything's possible this year, and hopefully we can be there at the business end.
I could talk footy all day, and I don't want to get too technical, but the best thing I like about the Lions, you blokes, is that you've got this other competition going on away from the ground, this golf tournament that you guys all play in, and there's a jacket involved, am I right?
Yeah, so there is. We play basically on our day off.
Yep.
So I had a hit this morning.
How many players are in this golf tournament?
There's about 17 or 18. So that's it's massive. And once we try and do about 5 or 6 jacket events, which is basically our majors. So it's similar to a PGA tour. So we have a rankings board for the smaller events. So the weekly ones, like today, you get points, and then the jacket's worth 4 times the amount of points. So they're the ones you want to win, and you get your name embroidered on the jacket if you get up.
Do you play any courses, or just one course? Is one course, or you play around everywhere?
So we play just at Brisbane Golf Club weekly, and then when there's a jacket, it's at a different course.
We go
away and play at a different course. So.
Have you won a jacket yet?
No, I haven't. I've been involved in 2, and I think I came 3rd a few weeks ago when we had one. But I think I'm sitting 3rd out of 18 in the comp. So for me, it's about winning the whole yearly comp. I'm not too fussed about the jackets. They would be nice to win, but if I can get on top of that leaderboard at the end of the year, it'll be quite special.
Now, you and I share a special bond, and I talk about a restaurant over at Bulimba called Marinara's. It's arguably my favourite in Brisbane, and I spoke to you earlier this year, and you said, mate, Marinara's is the place. You're still loving it?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been to a few restaurants in Brisbane, and absolutely loved a lot of them, but Marinara's is right up there. It's probably my favourite so far, and Jules loves it as well. It's real authentic Italian, and you went there last night.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's fettuccine carbonara, and I might have also bought a takeaway one as well too.
Why wouldn't you?
Hey, Lockie, the biggest difference between Frio and Perth and Brisbane. What's the biggest thing that you've noticed?
The humidity.
Yeah, it's been exceptionally bad this year.
I feel like it's just cranked it up the last couple of weeks
it's just
as well.
Horrific. It's horrific.
I've been sweating absolutely crazy, but I've said to a few people, it's good for the skin folds though. So I'm probably in better nick than I ever have been before because of that. So it's been a help but a hindrance as well. But I just think as well, it's more of a country footy feel at the Lions as well.
Sure.
Perth, they love their footy. It's a bubble. You can't go down the street with sort of someone talking about footy, even like they might not recognise you, but they're talking about footy. So footy's all around you in Perth. And over here, we sort of have to create our own vibe a bit, create our own atmosphere at training and at the footy club and whatnot, because we don't have that bubble around us. But it's a really good feel because it feels like you're back at your country club, your local club. They really involve the family and the partners and whatnot. Everyone's from interstate, so it's just like a little family playing in a country town. So I really like that about the club.
Yeah, I get that feeling about Brisbane all the time, but it is growing as well. Mate, can you beat the West Coast? That's the big question. We'll talk to Jared Daffy a little later. We'll get the actual odds, but can you beat them?
Oh, we can. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're beatable. They're a very good side. Don't get me wrong. They won the premiership last
sure.
year, so they showed some pretty good signs in the preseason, the couple of games that they had there as well, but so did we. So we go in really confident that we can get the job done. It's not going to be easy, and it is going to be a big challenge. But for our fans and our members, I'd turn up reasonably optimistic about the result. I know that inside the four walls, we think we can win, and we really look forward to the challenge. And what a way to start the year against the best team in the comp.
Yeah, look, that as well. And if anybody wants to get excited, can I just say Easter Thursday against Collingwood, I've already got my tickets. I'm like, I cannot wait because no work Friday. So she's on like donkey. I'm looking forward to it.
I think I got a few family members and mates coming for that one as well.
It's going to be a monster as well. But listen, tickets still available. Go to thelions.com.au. There is still tickets available. And also go in and go to our triplem.com.au and register your details. You can get tickets to go Saturday night and watch them against the West Coast. Good on you, Lockie Neal. We'll take a short break. Come back. Wally Lewis joining us next. This is The Rush Hour.